Good morning and welcome to the Bemidji Community Arena here in Bemidji, Minnesota. The Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament wrapping up here today. The first game, actually a round robin play-in for the Blue Ox. And the two teams that we will see here at the BCA is the Calumet Kings. They will be defending to my left here. They're out of Calumet, Michigan. Head coach is Mike Jacuri. Assistant coaches are Brad Carlson and Dan Axford. We will tell you more about the players as we begin here today. They are taking on Morris Benson this morning. The Storm. The Storm, coached by Justin LeClaire. Assistant coach is Adam Fay. They are sponsored by Grimes Realty, while the Calumet Junior Kings are sponsored by Countryside Restaurant. And we are underway. Calumet with the puck right now. Quickly turned around. And it'll be sent out to neutral ice. Brady Boberg sent it ahead. Onto the stick of Luke Hamlin. Hamlin's pass just missing the stick of Dawson Hendrickson. Kings with the puck inside the offensive zone now. Storm tried to clear. It's kept in at the blue line. What an effort there by Drake Niemela. As the Morris Benson Storm able to clear it back in over the Kings blue line. It's carried right back out by Dylan Crouch. Crouch stands about a foot taller than most of those kids out there on the ice right now. Intercepted. Back the other way. Here come the Storm. Hunter Westerman not able to hang on to that puck that was stolen away. Picked up by Jax Carlson. In ahead, Oscar Locus. Locus's shot just sails wide back out to neutral ice. So far, the Junior Kings have controlled most of the offense here. They got to this point in the bracket, scoring 14 goals, four. They've given up the most goals here in tournament play with 25. You wouldn't know it by how they're playing right now. They've definitely been strong on offense so far here in this first period. 13-13 left to play in the first. Game one of our three-game broadcast here, courtesy of RP Broadcasting and Pask Fan Media. I'm Kelly Schultz. Thanks for tuning in this morning. A beautiful morning here in Bemidji. Back into the offensive zone. A nice shot taken there by Bryce Lehman. Lehman, his shot though deflected out of the way by the Junior Kings defenseman. Carlson. At the blue line of the Storm, they keep the puck out of their zone. Quickly turned over, back inside the offensive zone. Oh, tripped up a little bit there was Gavin Meyer. Meyer not able to get the shot off. Puck will settle at the backside of the net. 12:21 to play here in our first period. It is the Blue Ox round robin play this morning. They had hoped to do a different format for this, but unfortunately Grand Rapids had to pull out of the tournament due to COVID positives, unfortunately. That's what we've seen a lot of in sports this season. And of course, Grand Rapids smart not trying to get the rest of the tournament players and coaches infected. So smart move, but that changes things up here a little bit in this Blue Ox tournament. Nice play there by the Storm. Puck just sailed off of the stick of one of the Storm's players. I think that was Charlie Bloom. We'll get a face-off here inside the right circle of Kings territory. Calumet Kings out of Michigan, I said before. Face off one there by the Kings as they take on Morris Benson. Tied up in the left corner, broken free. Now at the back wall behind the net of the goaltender. For the Kings, Timothy Stites. 11:13 to play here in the first, still scoreless hockey between the Storm and the Junior Kings. We get another whistle. That faceoff is coming outside the blue line here, outside of Kings territory. Well, the Calumet Junior Kings so far in this tournament, they started off with an 8-7 loss to Brainerd, a 10-6 loss to Eveleth Gilbert. Those in pool play. 7-1 loss to Kirkston and a 6-1 loss to Eveleth Gilbert again. They ended up in fourth place in the South Division. The Calumet Junior Kings making the trip. They'd like to get a win here today. Shot fired there by the Storm. Nice big play there by Hunter LeClaire. Back the other way, here comes Dylan Crouch. Crouch with a shot, covered up, and that'll bounce right off of the goaltender for the Storm. Still inside the offensive zone, Kings control. Picked up now at the back wall, behind the net of the Morris Benson goaltender. The Storm trying to clear out of their zone. Back out to neutral ice. It's intercepted. Picked up by the Kings. At the blue line, Jaden Robleski was stopped. Now back the other way. Storm's Bryce Lehman with the puck. Carries it in. Tries to get between two defensemen. Oh, nice stop there. Big save made by Timothy Stites, the goalie for Calumet. It's a big play there by Bryce Lehman, who split the D. He'll try it again. Actually, this time it's Kai Seuss. Seuss got stopped. Puck was intercepted there by Drake Niemela. Picked up now by the Storm's Austin Fay. Over on the far half wall, Storm still trying to jam it out of the zone. It's kept in play. Inside the offensive zone, now carried back behind the net of the Storm. Over on the near wall, Dawson Hendrickson. Hendrickson trying to center that pass. No one home but blue jerseys. The Storm wearing the blue, royal blue jerseys with the black shoulders, black numbers on the back, outlined in white. We got some sharp uniforms. I like their logo, big old lightning bolt across the middle. Morris Benson out of Minnesota. I mentioned before, fourth place in the North Division. Oh, shot taken there by Calumet. Gloved and held onto by the Storm. That was a big play there by number 12, Dawson Hendrickson. Still scoreless hockey, 8:14 to play here in the first. You're listening to the Blue Ox Round Robin game here at the, that one was played with a high stick. It wouldn't have counted anyway. It was played out in front of the Storm's goaltender by Calumet's number 19, Dylan Crouch. Faceoff will come just outside of the blue line. Crouch to face off against Seuss. Storm will win it, and they will Drive it into the offensive zone. It's stolen away. Crouch back the other way. Crouch a one on two. Crouch with a backhanded shot stopped by the goaltender for the Storm. Now they will race up the ice. Up the ice. Kai Seuss, a shot and a goal. Kai Seuss, what an effort there at the blue line. Puts that one past Timothy Stites, and we've got ourselves a 1-0 hockey game. Morris Benson takes that lead with 7:39 to play here in the first. Storm on a roll, trying to take that momentum into the offensive zone. It's carried right back out. They'll intercept. Back onto the stick of Gavin Meyer. Meyer into the right circle. Skates past one defenseman. Fires that shot. Hits the side of the net. Another little backhanded tapper there by Meyer. Was redirected out to neutral ice. And offside call coming against the Storm. The Calumet Junior Kings got to this point with actually I already talked about their record so far. They're 0-4 coming into this morning's game. The Morris Benson Storm 0-3. They lost to Portage 7-2, lost to Cloquet 6-1, and lost to Bemidji 5-2. Bemidji will be playing Crookston for the championship game later today at about 12:45. Our next game will be Thief River Falls versus Portage Lake. They will be playing for the Lumberjack Championship. We'll have all three games right here, including the Bemidji Crookston game a little later online here at paulbunyanhockey.com, and also here locally in Bemidji on 94.3 The Legends. 6:09 to play here in the first. 1-0 our score. Storm lead Calumet. Back up the ice, here comes the Storm's Hunter LeClaire with a shot stopped there by Stites. Got some help from his defenseman. Now intercepted out at center. Charlie Bloom carries it in on left side. Shot goes right through the five hole of Stites, and it's 2-0. Charlie Bloom puts that one in. 2-0 with 5:41 left here. And Morris Benson leading the way here this morning. Storm will break out of their zone. Crouch comes in, steals the puck back. Pass out to neutral ice was intercepted. Calumet with the puck, Tyler Axford has it stripped right off of his stick. Calumet will get it back. Crouch drives that one into the offensive zone. He's going to peel off for a change. In comes Robert Locus. Locus with a backhanded shot right up into the chest of the goalie for the Storm. Face off, left circle. Storm win the draw. They'll drive it out to center. Out the ice. Here comes Kai Seuss. He's already got one goal here on the day. Backhanded shot taken there by Connor Hadfield. Gloved and held onto there by Stites. 2-0 our score, 4:38 to play here in the first period. The Blue Ox bracket. And I mentioned before that they had to do something a little different here today with this Blue Ox bracket. So what happened last night is they did the bracket here. A 6-1 win by Eveleth Gilbert over Calumet. Oh, shot clinked off of the crossbar. That shot was taken by the Storm's Bryce Lehman. That was a shot. State's got a little help there from his net. Back the other way. Here comes Calumet trying to get this game closer. Oh, just missing the backhanded and shot in the slot. Oh, blast taken there by the by Brady Boberg. That one came from the top of the left circle. That was another nice slap shot to the net. Gavin Schmidt between the pipes for the Storm. He's waiting until he turned around so I could find his a number on his jersey. Calumet able to clear it out to center. Charlie Bloom will collect it. Back in over the Calumet blue line. They'll play it out to neutral ice. Picked up there by Hendrickson. Dawson Hendrickson with the puck. Drops it off. Nice play to Luke Hamlin. Hamlin bouncing puck toward the net. Smothered there by Schmidt. 3:24 to play here in the first. 2-0. Morris Benson Storm leading Calumet Junior Kings here. Blue Ox bracket. I mentioned a little later today, Evelyn Gilbert will play Morris Benson at 12:45 over at our Bemidji Nymore rink. Other side of town. And we will have the, nice play there at the blue line, kept in by Drake Nimala. Inside the offensive zone for the Calumet Junior Kings. Now over on that left side, shot fired into the breadbasket, and a goal. I believe they're going to call that a goal. As Schmidt, where are they? Schmidt fell back into his net with the puck, and they're going to give credit to Brady Boberg, it looks like. He was the first one to the bench. So Boberg at 2:54 of the first period makes it a one-goal game. Schmidt had held on to the puck, but then fell backwards into his own net, lost his balance while the puck was in his glove. 2-1 our score, 2:33 to play here. Again, goals by Seuss and Bloom of the Storm made it 2-0. And then at 2:54 left here, Boberg would answer for the Junior Kings. Boberg wearing the number 11. Now Crouch will chase the puck and we'll get an icing call. That'll bring the faceoff all the way back into Calumet's end of the ice. 2-1, 2:18 to play. Today's game broadcasts brought to you by some amazing Bemidji businesses. Oh, racing up the ice. Here comes Calumet. Calumet on a one-on-one. That Tyler Axford not able to get the shot off. Now tied up back behind the net of Schmidt. Broken free, centering pass out in front. Shot taken, just missing. Nice effort here by the Junior Kings trying to tie this game up before the end of this first period. A minute 51 left to play. 2-1 our score. Storm lead the Kings. Kings try to force that one into the offensive zone. Instead, it's carried out back the other way. Austin Fay not able to get the shot off. It was stolen away by Robert Locus. Puck is sent up the ice. Another. Thought they were going to call icing instead. And we'll get an offside instead of that. Minute 17 left here in the first. 2-1 our score. The Calumet Junior Kings, Brady Boberg, had got them back into this hockey game. See if they can tie things up before this first period expires. 106 left to play here in the first. 2-1. Morris Benson Storm leads Calumet Junior Kings. Back the other way, here comes Morris Benson's Xander Bloom. That's a cool hockey name. I love hockey names. Oh, centering pass came right out in front. In the top of the slot. It'll be swept aside there by Bloom. He fires it into the right-hand corner. 29 seconds left here in this first period. Still a 2-1 lead for the Storm. Picked up there by Kai Seuss. Seuss along the near wall to Xander Bloom. He wasn't able to hold it in. Here comes Eric Locust back the other way. He'll just dump and chase. With 8 seconds left, Calumet tried to go for a... A line change, and that didn't really do anybody any justice. So we come to the end of one period here in Bemidji at the Bemidji Community Arena, the Blue Ox bracket between Morris Benson and Calumet Junior Kings. We take a break and come back. Start of our second period is next. You're listening to Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament action here on PaulBunyanHockey.com.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all of the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two convenient locations. McDonald's is a proud sponsor of youth hockey and wishes all of the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament. Good luck to all of the players this weekend from McDonald's.
Higgins Heating would like to remind everyone to get your furnace checked and running at top-notch condition. Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration has been your premier Lennox dealer in Bemidji since 1946, providing quality products and services to their customers. Whether you need a new furnace installed for your home or business, or just want to get it running efficiently and economically, call Higgins Heating today to make your appointment. 751-2801. That's 751-2801.
Corner Bar burgers, sandwiches, or salads are bound to hit the spot between games this weekend.
Comes in, got around his man, comes in on the forehand, the backhand, shoots, scores! Oh my, what a shot!
Oh my, what a shot. The Corner Bar in Nymore, where food is great, the drinks are cold, and the staff is friendly. The Corner Bar, Bemidji's original sports bar with hockey at its core. Call 218-751-8872 for the Corner Bar. We'll see you soon.
As we come out of hibernation with spring right around the corner, Hills Country Greenhouse has been busy preparing for the upcoming growing season. Hi, this is Janae, inviting you to order your seeds and starter supplies too. Get a jump start on your garden. Hills Country Greenhouse has a large selection of garden seeds, starter supplies, and more. Order yours today. Have landscaping needs? We can help. Call us at 751-0534 or visit hillscountrygreenhouse.com and use the contact form. Your one-stop garden shop, Hills Country Greenhouse, 5 miles south of Bemidji on 71.
Second period underway. A big shot taken there by Morris Benson's Bryce Lehman. Lehman again with the puck. Fires that one. Short angled shot just sails wide. And we get our first penalty of the day. And that's going to put the Storm on the power play. Brady Boberg headed to the penalty box. No PA announcement here. I believe it was a checking call. There was a collision along the near half boards. I haven't looked down to see what the ref had signaled. And no live stats. I'm used to broadcasting Bemidji State University women's hockey and Minnesota Whitecaps hockey and having live stats. PWA hockey doesn't have live stats. Well, maybe someday. I can only wish. 14 minutes left here in the second period. A 2-1 lead for the Storm out of Morris Benson, Minnesota. Calumet Junior Kings, though, had some nice offensive rushes. That one, a big shot taken there by Dylan Crouch. Another minute 11 left on the power play for the Storm. They'll play the puck ahead. That one was intercepted. Came off the stick of Charlie Bloom, intended for Jaden Robleski. Bloom sends it back into the offensive zone. Robleski there has it stripped right off of his stick. Back the other way, here come the Kings, shorthanded. Sawyer, Garrow. Garrow with a shot going blocker side, sailed wide. Of the goaltender for the Storm. Back up the ice, power play opportunity here. Oh, getting tripped up was Kai Seuss, and we get a slashing call. So two Calumet Junior Kings headed to the penalty box. The next one, Drake Niemela, that will put another 2 minutes up there. 12:56 left here. And a 5-on-3 opportunity for 25 seconds here for the Storm. Out on that penalty kill is Robleski. Xander Bloom. And I didn't see the other number. Puck is controlled now by the Storm. Kept in at the blue line. Hunter LeClaire looks for the shot. That one was deflected. Gavin Meyer now with the puck. Meyer, left corner. He'll spin away from Jax Carlson. Center pass came right out in front. Somehow Timothy Stites was able to hold off the Storm. Battle for the puck. Fluttered up the ice. Here comes Eric Locus. He gets beat to the puck. Still a 5-on-4 for another 55 seconds, and we get an offside call against the Storm as they carried in the puck to the offensive zone. Still 2-1. Morris Benson, the guests on the scoreboard. Calumet Junior Kings, the home team. Calumet with the puck. Another 45 seconds left in our power play time for the Storm. Now shorthanded chance. Here comes Tyler Axford. Axford tries to break free. Oh, a shorthanded goal, Axford to Dylan Couch. And we got ourselves a tie hockey game. And a shorty there. So Couch with the Locus with the assist, so Crouch with the goal. 2-2 our score with 11:22 left and 24 seconds still left on that power play for the Storm. So again, that shorthanded goal, just under 12 minutes left here. A nice setup by Eric Locus to Dylan Crouch. 2-2 our score, still 3 seconds left on that power play, and out of the box and back onto the player bench goes Drake Niemela. Out onto the ice, Dawson Hendrickson. 5-on-5 hockey now. Both teams back to full strength. Boberg with the puck. He'll play it ahead. Out to neutral ice. It's intercepted. Austin Fay drove it back into the offensive zone. Calumet will send it out. A good hockey game here so far. 2-2 our score with 10:20 to play. These two teams pairing up very well against each other today. Calumet again trying to take the lead. It would be their first lead of the afternoon. Oh, what a setup there. That was number 17 to, let's see who scored this one. Looks like it'll be credited to Luke Hamlin. He was the first one to go to the bench. So Drake Niemela setting that one up with halfway through our hockey game. And we got ourselves a 3-2 game. First lead of the day for Calumet. Back inside the offensive zone. The Storm. 3-2 our score, 9:52 left to play. A foot race back up the ice and icing will be called. Nice job there by both of those two players. Oh, I love seeing a little bit of speed skating during those races up the ice. Eric Locus racing against Hunter Westerman. Icing was called though against Calumet. That faceoff comes in the right circle. Gavin Meyer wins the draw for the Storm. Driven over to the left wall. Back the other way, here comes Calumet. They lead 3-2. Oh, right up the middle, a backhanded shot, another goal. All alone. Eric Locus, that is his second point of the day. And we got ourselves a 4-2 hockey game with 9:28 left here in the second period. We'll say that one was unassisted, man. He came all the way up the ice. And Eric Locus of Calumet puts them up by two. 4-2 our score, 9:24 to play here. Whatever their coach told them during the intermission between the first and second period must have worked, because they have battled from behind. They were down 2-0. Another chance for Calumet. That puck comes all the way back to the blue line. Lucas Axford, his shot deflects. Bryce Lehman will flip that one high out to neutral ice. It sails back inside the offensive zone, collected there by Calumet. At the back wall, Brady Axford. Kept in at the blue line. Nice play there by Lehman. Nice stick handling. He'll get some help from Gavin Meyer. Meyer flutters that one toward the net. Just misses the glove of Timothy Stites. Calumet able to break the puck out to neutral ice. Picked up there by Bryce Lehman. Sent into the offensive zone. Now flipped ahead. Austin Fahey will carry the puck in offside. 8:24 left here in the second period. A 4-2 lead for the Calumet Junior Kings out of Michigan. Taking on Morris Benson out of Minnesota. The Storm. Faceoff. Won there by Luke Hamlin. Just outside of Calumet's blue line. Sent into the offensive zone now. Calumet will collect it out at neutral ice. Played ahead. Back inside the offensive zone, Luke Hamlin. Hamlin shoots and scores! Oh, that was a top shelf shot there by Luke Hamlin. Wow, so impressed by the shots taken here. This Calumet team has come alive. That makes it a 5-2 hockey game. So after leading 2-0, the Storm not able to defend. Calumet here. Five unanswered goals for the Junior Kings. Goals by Nemela, Locust, and Hamlin. And the shorty that started it. Just under 12 minutes that had been left here in this second period. Got a little collision there. Fans weren't happy about that. Centering pass intercepted. Carried right back out by Seuss. Back up the ice. Here come the Storm. Storm with a centering pass. Oh, intercepted there by Lucas Axford. He was over on the right-hand side of his own goaltender's net. And oh, now turnover. Oh, big shot and a stop. Whistle had blown before Lehman was able to tap it through the legs of the goaltender, Timothy Stites. 5-2 with 7:12 to play here in the second period. Blue Ox bracket, like I mentioned before, a round robin situation because they were short a team for the tournament. Darn COVID. Coming up next at about 10:45 this morning, we will have the Portage Lake versus Thief River Falls Lumberjack Bracket Championship right here on PaulBunyanHockey.com. Oh, what a shot! That was a beaut by number 14 for Morris Benson, Jaden Robleski. Shot that one from inside the right circle and put that off of the crossbar, the far post, and in with 6:41 left to play here. That is the first goal scored here in the second by the Storm. Five-three our score with 6:23 left here in this second period. A high-scoring hockey game. Both these teams have given up a ton of goals here in this tournament so far. Morris Benson has given up 18 goals coming into today's game. Calumet has given up 25 goals. That is the most in the tournament so far. And tack on three more. Make that 28 goals. And Uh, 23 goals for the Storm. Tied up now inside Calumet's end of the ice. They will break it out of their zone. Chipped right back in on that far side by the Storm's Austin Fay. Another shot comes in. Big kick save made there by Stites. That one hits the side of the net. Shot was taken by Bryce Lehman. And here comes Calumet back up the ice, a 2-on-1. Calumet with a shot, glove save made. Brady Boberg put that one up high. It was gloved and held onto there by Schmidt. 5:02 to play here in the second period. A 5-3 hockey game. It was a 2-1. After the first, led by the Storm. And then five unanswered goals scored. By Calumet. Here in the second period. Now finally, that third goal scored by the Storm's Robleski. Tap toward the net by Calumet. It'll be held on to again by the Storm's goaltender. We'll get a face-off left circle between Luke Hamlin and Gavin Meyer. Calumet will clear it right back out of their zone. Pass by Hunter LeClaire was intercepted. Sent right back into the offensive zone. Nice play there along that far wall by Hunter Westerman. Back inside the offensive zone comes the Storm. Puck is intercepted. Spinning away from a couple of forwards is Brady Axford. At the blue line, Charlie Bloom. He'll fire that one in on net. It was stopped there by Stites. And now fired ahead. Oh, a nice long headman pass looking for Luke Hamlin. He couldn't quite get it out in front of him. It landed on the back of his stick. Now back the other way. Here come the Storm with 3:41 left in the second. 5-3 our score as the Junior Kings continue to hang on to that lead here in the Blue Ox bracket. Today's game being brought to you by McDonald's here in Bemidji. Also brought to you by Higgins Heating and Air Conditioning, the Corner Bar, Hills Country Greenhouse, and Jimmy John's. Puck was sent wide there by Robert Locus. Carried out of the zone. Back up the ice, here comes Kai Seuss. Seuss breaks through two defenders. He'll chase the puck to the right-hand corner. Calumet, unable to clear. Kept in over on that far wall, Hunter LeClaire. LeClaire goes all the way around the net, tries to do a wraparound. He has stopped. Great defensive work there by Drake Niemela. Calumet flips the puck out to neutral ice. It was deflected, it rolls, and spins. Picked up now by the Storm. Austin Fay gets stopped there at the red line, out at center ice. Backhanded, flipped into the offensive zone, Bryce Lehman, as the Storm go off for a change. Back the other way, Tyler Axford. He'll drop the puck off for Hamlin, or excuse me, Crouch. Now to Sawyer Garrow. Garrow tried to put that one right at the top of the blue paint, and it was tipped away. As Calumet will chase the puck all the way up the ice, and icing is called against the Storm. A minute 48 left here in the second period. It was a 2-1 game with the Storm leading after the first. Five unanswered goals by Calumet. And then the Morris Benson Storm would finally answer back. 5-3 with a minute 44 left here in the second period. Morris Benson, the Storm with a puck and a penalty coming up for tripping, I believe, against Calumet. That is another penalty. They've already been in the box twice. And into the box goes Tyler Axford. So three penalties called here in the second period. First one came against Brady Boberg. Second one against Drake Niemela. Now Lucas Axford. 5-on-4 hockey for the final minute 30. And part of that will maybe carry over to the third. Storm on a third power play of the day. They are 0-for-2 so far. Puck comes right to the top of the left circle. Shot and a goal! Oh, what a sick shot by Hunter Westerman. A one goal game now. 5-4 our score, power play goal. With a minute 10 left to play, man. He was sitting all by himself there at the top of the left circle and clanked that one off the crossbar and in. What a play. Hunter Westerman. 5-4. Penalty time done. We're back to 5-on-5 hockey here. They have not taken the penalty time down off of the scoreboard. 48 seconds left here in the second period. This has been a fun hockey game to call. This Blue Ox round robin. Oh, what a play. Nice shot taken there. Just missing wide was Dylan Crouch. Again, Calumet holding on to that one goal lead right now. Both teams have given up a ton of goals here so far in this tournament, but who doesn't love a high-scoring game, right? 5-4. Well, just the moms of the goalies. That's who doesn't like those high-scoring games. Nice setup. A nice defensive work. Great kick out there by Gavin Schmidt. And that does it for period number two. What a fun two periods of hockey here so far. 5-4, Calumet leads the Storm out of Morris Benson. And waiting to see if they're going to bring out the Zamboni here or if they're going to wait in between games. Say, look, I don't see the Zamboni out. So we're going to take a break, come back with...
At Jimmy John's, we want your sandwich to arrive freaky fast, so it's freaky fresh. So we only deliver within 5 minutes of our stores, and not farther. Click to order at jimmyjohns.com. 5 minutes is not a guaranteed delivery time. Actual delivery times will vary.
Dinner's great. It's one of your top three favorite meals. You just don't want to have to make it. Well, with Jimmy John's, you don't have to. Whether you live in a sandwich delivery zone or head into the store, you can always get a freaky fresh sandwich. Click to order at jimmyjohns.com.
As we come out of hibernation with spring right around the corner, Hills Country Greenhouse has been busy preparing for the upcoming growing season. Hi, this is Janae, inviting you to order your seeds and starter supplies too. Get a jump start on your garden. Hills Country Greenhouse has a large selection of garden seeds, starter supplies, and more. Order yours today. Have landscaping needs? We can help. Call us at 751-0534 or visit hillscountrygreenhouse.com and use the contact form. Your one-stop garden shop, Hills Country Greenhouse, 5 miles south of Bemidji on 71.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all of the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two convenient locations. McDonald's is a proud sponsor of youth hockey and wishes all of the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament. Good luck to all of the players this weekend from McDonald's.
Higgins Heating would like to remind everyone to get your furnace checked and running at top-notch condition. Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration has been your premier Lennox dealer in Bemidji since 1946, providing quality products and services to their customers. Whether you need a new furnace installed for your home or business, or just want to get it running efficiently and economically, call Higgins Heating today to make your appointment. 751-2801. That's 751-2801.
Corner Bar Burgers, sandwiches, or salads are bound to hit the spot between games this weekend.
Comes in, got around his man, comes in on the forehand, the backhand, shoots, scores! Oh my, what a shot!
Oh my, what a shot. The Corner Bar in Nymore, where food is great, the drinks are cold, and the staff is friendly. The Corner Bar, Bemidji's original sports bar with hockey at its core. Call 218-751-8872 for the Corner Bar. We'll see you soon.
5-4, Calumet Junior Kings leading Morris Benson Storm here at the Bemidji Community Arena. The First National Bank rink. They've got two sheets of ice here now in the BCA with the Sanford Power rink right next door. There will be games going on there as well. The consolation round actually taking place this morning. We'll tell you more about that coming up, but a bouncing puck. Oh, smothered there by Morris Benson's Gavin Schmidt. 14:10 left here in this hockey game. Coming up next, we will have the Lumberjack championship game right here from the First National rink. Portage Lake taking on Thief River Falls. We'll tell you more about those teams coming up. That is slated to start at 10:45 a.m. this morning. Calumet will send it back into their own zone. Jax Carlson drives it out to the blue line. It was kept in play there by Jacob Bloom. Not for long, though. Back up the ice comes Calumet. And on the left wing side, dropped off there by Bo Jukuri. And the shot was swept toward the net and covered up there by Schmidt. Again, that first period, the Storm got off to a great start with Kai Seuss and Charlie Bloom scoring to make it a 2-0 game. Then Brady Boberg would answer for Calumet. It would be a 2-1 game after one. And then in that second period, the Calumet Junior King started things off with a shorthanded goal that would tie it up. That goal scored by Dylan Crouch, assisted by Eric Locus. And then they would follow that up with another goal by Drake Niemela. Niemela would get the assist to be Luke Hamlin with the goal. Then that made it a 3-2 lead for Calumet. And then Eric Locus came in all alone. A 4-2 lead. That came halfway through the second period. And with 8:04 left, Luke Hamlin would make it a 5-2 hockey game. Before the, for quite a while actually, they'd hang on to that 5-2 lead. And for the third time, Calumet would get charged with a penalty. And Morris Benson would answer with a power play goal after Jaden Robleski scored their third goal. So that power play goal scored by Hunter Westerman. It was a sweet play. He was all alone at the top of the circle when he shot it, and it went off the cross, off the post, off the crossbar, and in. It was a crazy, crazy play. And here we are, 5-4 with 11:46 left in our hockey game. Blue Ox bracket. Morris Benson. And a penalty coming up as Brady Boberg will get called for his second. A little bit of a physical play out there as he pushed Connor Hadfield to the ice. And Boberg heads to the penalty box for a second time this game. First power play of the third period. And Morris Benson was able to score on their last power play. They are 1-for-3 here so far with their fourth power play opportunity coming. Morris Benson carries the puck in offside. Little miscommunication there at the blue line. Jaden Robleski, he's scored already today, as has Hunter Westerman. The power play unit out there for Morris Benson. Now a shorthanded opportunity here for Calumet. Oh, what a steal. Right off of the stick of Luke Hamilton. Back up the ice, here comes Bryce Lehman. Lehman carries the puck in. Lehman breaks through two defenders all. And barrels over the goaltender, Timothy Stites. Yikes. Don't like seeing that. Stites down face to the ice. He'll pull himself back up. Oh, duh. He gets some stick taps there from the Morris Benson players. We'll let him shake this off a little bit. The referee goes over and checks him out, and faceoff will come just to the left of Stites. Never like to see goalie checks. And of course the fans here want a penalty, an interference call. Goalie interference. The coach over there for Calumet, Mike Jacuri, visiting with the refs. Mike will fold his arms up and not look happy. Nothing called. Minute 23 left here in our penalty time to Brady Boberg. Calumet will clear it out. Up the ice, here comes Dylan Crouch. Crouch already has one goal here today. And a penalty coming up as Crouch was dragged down. An interference call, I believe, will go against the Storm. And headed to the penalty box will be Charlie Bloom. So Calumet will get a chance. At a power play, but for now we've got a four-on-four situation for about a minute five, and then they will have 55 seconds of an overtime. So four-on-four hockey. Still in the penalty box is Brady Boberg. He's got 59 seconds left on that penalty time now. Four-on-four. Calumet with the puck. Sawyer Garrell. Over to the far wall. Garrell again with the puck. He'll drive it to the back wall. Picked up now by the Storm. Up the ice, here comes Lehman. Lehman breaks past a couple of Calumet players. He gets poke checked off of it. Nice job there by Niemela. At the back wall, Lehman. Lehman flips it out in front. Oh, shot covered up there by the goaltender, Stites. Gavin Meyer trying to punch that one through. And a nice big play there by the goalie. 20 seconds left on the penalty time to Brady Boberg of Calumet. A minute 15 left on the penalty time to Charlie Bloom. First penalty called against the Storm here today. 4-on-4 hockey for 18 more seconds. Calumet will jam the puck out and up the ice it goes. Collected there by Westerman. Inside of his own zone. Westerman gets the puck back behind the net of his goaltender Schmidt. Westerman out to neutral ice. He has it stolen right off of his stick by Luke Hamilton. Here comes Hamilton in on the right wing side. Hamilton gets the puck swept off of his stick by Faye. Axford comes up with it. Back to the blue line it goes. It'll come out of the offensive zone. Calumet gets called offside. That'll bring the faceoff out to neutral ice. Power play time has come here for the Calumet Junior Kings. Their first power play of the day. 37 seconds left on the penalty time to Charlie Bloom of the Storm. Puck is down. Calumet had won the draw. Fired back toward the Storm blue line. They'll send it right back the other way. Out to center. Tapped ahead. Onto the stick of Dylan Crouch. Shot fired high. Too high there by Tyler Axford. 10 seconds left on the power play opportunity here for Calumet. The Junior Kings and the Storm able to clear it out. Nice penalty kill there for the Storm. Locus pushed up along the near wall, and here comes Morris Benson. Two on one. Shot fired. Oh, the rebound came right off of Stites. And right to the feet of Jacob Bloom. He wasn't able to pull the trigger. Nice job defensively there. The goaltender, Stites, coming up with a big play. So, Morris Benson just shy of tying this game up. 5-4 our score with 8:10 left in the third. It's been a crazy game, but we haven't seen any scoring here in this third period. All the scoring coming in the first two periods. Storm trying to tie things up. That puck is stolen away. Up the ice. Here comes Kelly, and that's Drake Niemela. Niemela gets stopped at the blue line. Storm will carry it out of their zone. Bloom centers it right out in front. Stites went from one post to the other to stop it. Nice job there by the goaltender. Calumet collects the puck. They'll break out of their zone. In comes Robert Locus. Locus's shot. Puck sits loose. And it'll be smothered there by the goaltender, Schmidt. He got a little help there from Bryce Lehman, who was looking out for him. Puck was just floating there in the blue paint, right out in front of Schmidt. 7:17 left here in this third period, a 5-4 lead for the Junior Kings out of Calumet, Michigan. Puck is fired toward the slot, intercepted. Up the ice, here comes Lehman. Lehman for the Storm. Oh, what a blast. That one goes high over the head of Stites. A wraparound attempt there for the Storm's Lehman. Oh, one-timer just fanned on by Meyer. Out of the zone, here comes Luke Hamlin. Hamlin tries to carry it into the offensive zone, and we get an offside call. 6:35 left here in this third period. Today's game being brought to you by McDonald's of Bemidji, Higgins Heating and Air Conditioning, Corner Bar, Hills Country Greenhouse, and Jimmy John's. Thanks to those folks for sponsoring our game coverage here on PaulBunyanHockey.com. Also, thank you to all the community support by the sponsors that help bring this tournament to life. This tournament has been going on for a very long time, since 1988. RP Broadcasting, we've been around long for the ride for a very long time. Oh, what a goal! Calumet goes up 6-4, just as I was talking about that, with 6:05 left to play. And that goal will get credited to Crouch, I believe. Yes, Dylan Crouch with 6:05 left here in the third. Back up the ice, Calumet again. Now the Storm, able to break the puck out of their zone. It's Kai Seuss. Seuss, now kept in at the blue line. That one will be intercepted. Back the other way, here comes Dylan Crouch. Crouch again, trying to break free from the defense. And that puck is stopped by Schmidt. Crouch, as he threw that one to the net, went down in a tumble, and he comes up covered in snow. They did not resurface between any of the periods of this game here. This being a round robin for the Blue Ox bracket. They will have their final game at 12:45 this morning, being played over at Nymore. .509 left here in this third period. A 6-4 lead for the Calumet Junior Kings over the Morris Benson Storm. Storm with the puck inside their own zone. Have it stolen away. Eric Locus. Storm Jam that one out to neutral ice. It's intercepted. Jax Carlson carries it right back into the offensive zone, right wing side. Drops it off for Eric Locus. Locus fires that one toward the net, and that's smothered there by Gavin Schmidt. Two-goal lead here for the Calumet Junior Kings. The other brackets taking place. The Eveleth Gilbert team will take on Morris Benson at 12:45. I mentioned that at Nymore. This is the final game for Calumet, and then they'll head back to Michigan. And for Calumet, if they can hang on to this two-goal lead, this would be their first win of the tournament. Always better to head home with a win. But there's lots of hockey to be played, and Morris Benson isn't done yet. They've got the puck inside the offensive zone. Seuss runs that one toward the net, sent aside by Stites. Picked up again by the Junior Kings. Off the ice, here comes Hamlin. Hamlin in on the left wing side, skates it down below the goal line. Into the left corner, it's intercepted. Storm, break that one out. 2-on-1 for the Storm. Up the ice, here comes Lehman. Lehman fires a shot, roofs that one. Top shelf, what a play there. And Lehman will get that one assisted by Kai Seuss. So those two connect to make it a one goal game. With 3:29 left here. So 6-5, 3:22 left in our hockey game. Calumet looking for the shot. Storm trying to defend. Jacob Bloom tries to clear. Tied up there along the near wall. Kept in play, Calumet, one-timer. Oh, what a stop there by Gavin Schmidt. Again, Calumet leading 6-5 with 3:01 left here in our hockey game. It was a 5-4 lead. Each team scoring another goal here in this third period. Coming up at 10:45, we will have our second game of the day. The Lumberjack Championship between Portage Lake and Thief River Falls right here on PaulBunyanHockey.com. Tapped out to neutral ice. Carried into the offensive zone there by Oscar Locus. Fired right through the off the far post. That puck sails wide of the net. Calumet still controls inside the offensive zone. 2:15 left here in this third period. Back the other way, here comes the Storm. Carrying it in is Seuss. He gets bumped off the play. He and Lehman were trying to connect for another goal. Back into the offensive zone, Calumet. That one's tapped away off the stick of Meyer. Along the near half wall. Puck is flipped off the glass and out to neutral ice. Seuss chases it into the left-hand corner. Calumet tries to carry it out. It's intercepted there by Morris Benson's Hunter Westerman. He's got a goal this morning. Minute 22 left to play, a one-goal game. Calumet leads by one. It's been a fun game to watch and be part of this morning. A lot of scoring. And a lot of resiliency by both of these two teams battling from behind. Each team has had to do that so far here today. And a penalty coming up. Interference will be the call. And Calumet's staff is not happy. They're not happy at all. Well, it looked like a good defensive play there by Brady Boberg is going to be costly if Morris Benson ties this game up. for Brady Boberg. That is his third penalty of the day with 54 seconds left here in the hockey game. You can hear the hockey moms down below me. They're not happy either, and I kind of don't blame them. Yep, just looked like a really good defensive play by Boberg to keep the opponent from getting toward the net. But, of course, Pee Wee rules are a little bit more strict than college rules. In college, that probably wouldn't have been interference. Pretty much guarantee that. But 54 seconds left and a fourth power play opportunity coming here for Morris Benson. They've already scored one power play goal here today. And that one came with a minute 10 left in that second period, and it was scored by Hunter Westerman. So a one goal game. The team that's down by one going on a power play. Again, thanks to everyone who's tuned in this morning to this Blue Ox bracket round robin. That's a kind of a different situation than we've had in years past, but it's been fun. It's always fun to be able to broadcast these Pee Wee games. I enjoy them, certainly. Misplayed there at the blue line. 50 seconds left. Morris Benson will have to skate all the way back into their zone and regroup. Pass from Seuss over to that far wall. Bloom, not able to hold. It'll be picked up by Lehman. Lehman carries it back in. 34 seconds left. A shot and a goal. Lehman ties it up. Power play goal number two for the Storm. What a shot. Right at the top of the slot. And Lehman, that is his second goal here of this third period, a power play goal. 31 seconds left in the hockey game. 5-on-5 back in action here with 24 seconds left. We may be headed to overtime. Puck is sailed high and out of, or sent high and out of play. We got a faceoff, I believe, just outside of the, or actually inside the left circle of Storm territory. Morris Benson able to clear it. Oh, maybe not. Kept in. 10 seconds left. Looking for the shot. Oh, puck is going to bounce over to the far wall. 4 seconds left here in this third period. Another shot comes in, and that's going to do it for period number three. Tied up 6-6 here in this game. First game of the morning between Calumet Junior Kings and Morris Benson Storm. Wow. Okay, so the first period, the Storm led 2-1. Calumet would battle back from that deficit with 5 unanswered goals, but not before the Storm would answer with 4 of theirs, or 3 of theirs, or 2, excuse me, to make it 5-4 Calumet. And now we're here after 3 periods of play, tied up at 6 apiece. Don't ask this girl to do math, but that 12 goals here in this hockey game. We take a break and come back with the overtime next. You're listening to Blue Ox Bracket coverage right here on PaulBunyanHockey.com.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all of the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their 2 convenient locations. McDonald's is a proud sponsor of youth hockey and wishes all of the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament. Good luck to all of the players this weekend from McDonald's.
Higgins Heating would like to remind everyone to get your furnace checked and running at top-notch condition. Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration has been your premier Lennox dealer in Bemidji since 1946, providing quality products and services to their customers. Whether you need a new furnace installed for your home or business, or just want to get it running efficiently and economically, call Higgins Heating today to make your appointment. 751-2801. That's 751-2801.
Overtime is underway. Storm Control, they had a 2-1 lead coming out of that first period. Calumet battled back. Calumet had a 6-4 lead. Storm had tied it up before the end of the third period with a power play goal. Storm with two power play goals here today. Puck sits out at center. It'll be carried in there by Calumet's Oscar Locus. He'll drive that one down low. Picked up now by Hunter Westerman. Westerman of the Storm tries to carry the puck out of the zone. Instead, it's intercepted. Slid right toward the net. Stick save made there. A shot and a goal! Calumet in overtime. And that goal is going to go get credited, I believe, to, is it Jax Carlson or Luke Hamlin? Either way, Calumet wins this one by a final of 7-6 in overtime, just 55 seconds in to that overtime. I don't know who to give credit to that. We'll see. But what a great game played by both of these two teams. 7-6 our final here. Calumet, their day comes to a close, and our day has just begun. We have two more hockey games to broadcast here. They're going to resurface the ice. We'll take another break and be back. But just to recap here, this game was incredible. It was so much fun to call. Storm led 2-1 after the first. Calumet would come back with five unanswered goals. And before the end of the second period, it'd be 5-4 Calumet. It would be 6-6 after the third as the Storm would battle back. But Calumet, 55 seconds into overtime, would strike and make this one a 7-6 final. And Calumet, with their first win of the tournament, they will head back to Michigan very happy. Morris Benson, on the other hand, should be proud of how they played as well. Battling back there, down in that third period, and they tied things up and made it interesting. Two power play goals here today for Morris Benson. Hunter Westerman and Bryce Lehman, both with power play goals. They'd also get goals from Kai Seuss, Charlie Bloom, and Jaden Robleski, as well as two goals scored by Bryce Lehman. For the Calumet Junior Kings, again, I didn't see who ended up with the final goal. I know who was on the ice, but they would get things started with their first goal by Brady Boberg. He'd also end up in the penalty box three times today, but that didn't matter because the Calumet Junior Kings would win this one 7-6. They really got rolling, though, after that shorthanded goal that they scored in the second period by Dylan Crouch. Crouch would finish with two goals here today. Hamlin, Luke Hamlin, would have two goals as well. And Eric Locus also with a goal and an assist. So lots of goals scored here today by the Calumet Junior Kings. 7-6 our final in game one. We take a break and come back with game two of our Sunday morning. We've got the Lumberjack Bracket Championship game between Portage Lake and Thief River Falls. That is on the way next. We'll be back with more hockey here. PaulBunyanHockey.com.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all of the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two convenient locations. McDonald's is a proud sponsor of youth hockey and wishes all of the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament. Good luck to all of the players this weekend from McDonald's.
Higgins Heating would like to remind everyone to get your furnace checked and running at top-notch condition. Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration has been your premier Lennox dealer in Bemidji since 1946, providing quality products and services to their customers. Whether you need a new furnace installed for your home or business, or just want to get it running efficiently and economically, call Higgins Heating today to make your appointment. 751-2801. That's 751-2801.
Corner Bar Burgers, sandwiches, or salads are bound to hit the spot between games this weekend.
Comes in, got around his man, comes in on the forehand, the backhand, shoot, scores! Oh my, what a shot!
Oh my, what a shot. The Corner Bar, nine more, where food is great, the drinks are cold, and the staff is friendly. The Corner Bar, Bemidji's original sports bar with hockey at its core. Call 218-751-8872 for the Corner Bar. We'll see you soon.
As we come out of hibernation with spring right around the corner, Hills Country Greenhouse has been busy preparing for the upcoming growing season. Hi, this is Janae, inviting you to order your seeds and starter supplies too. Get a jump start on your garden. Hills Country Greenhouse has a large selection of garden seeds, starter supplies, and more. Order yours today. Have landscaping needs? We can help. Call us at 751-0534 or visit hillscountrygreenhouse.com and use the contact form. Your one-stop garden shop, Hills Country Greenhouse, 5 miles south of Bemidji on 71.
At Jimmy John's, we want your sandwich to arrive freaky fast, so it's freaky fresh. So we only deliver within 5 minutes of our stores, and not farther. Click to order at jimmyjohns.com. 5 minutes is not a guaranteed delivery time. Actual delivery times will vary.
Dinner's great. It's one of your top three favorite meals. You just don't want to have to make it. Well, with Jimmy John's, you don't have to. Whether you live in a sandwich delivery zone or head into the store, you can always get a freaky fresh sandwich. Click to order at jimmyjohns.com.